I didn't do past life regression as a part of my hypnosis sessions. But one day I had a client that came to me that was dealing with depression. And actually, when she came to the session, she said to me that she really didn't have any purpose to live. So I said, well, let's go back to the day that your depression started. So I expected her to go back to being a 13-year-old girl with, you know, teenage problems and everything. But then she started saying to me, I'm in the 1860s. I live at a farmhouse. My husband is fighting in the Civil War for the South. And in this farmhouse, I put the baby down for a nap. And then I go out and work on a garden that we have. When I'm done working on the garden, I go back to the house to get the baby. And the house is on fire. The house burns down, the baby dies. And I'm so upset that I commit suicide. And when the client came out of hypnosis, she asked me if that was real. And I said, I don't know, what do you think? And she said, I could feel it, I could hear it, I could smell it. And I saw her about a month later, and she was totally different. She was holding her head up high, and she said just because of that one session, her depression disappeared. And now a year later, she was married, she was pregnant with her first child, and her whole life had just turned around. And that was the beginning of when I realized there must be something to our past lives that influence our present lives. And as this went on, I had a few more clients that went back to past lives to deal with issues that they had in their present life. So with this information, I decided to gather together 27 volunteers who went back into past lives, and I recorded all their sessions and wrote the book, Journey Back. And that's how the past life regression hypnosis began.